8:12 and 75 degrees on the Tuesday morning edition of the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Happy birthday greetings out to Carrie Culligan. I know Carrie's listening. Happy birthday. Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line at 393-3700 and talk with Vince Dragonetti, who's a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Vince, how are you?
Hi, Tony. Good. Thank you.
All right. What's going on with the Ingham County 911 Center? Is it safe?
Well, it's not a matter of it's safe or not. It's that it's not ready to open at this point. It's ready to open, but because of court action, it's being delayed.
All right. Why is there a court action?
Well, I'll be a huge bundle of non-information today. and you know, because I know you've talked to a few people on this, is that at the ribbon cutting last week, we found out just previous to that that a lawsuit was filed as an injunction, basically, to delay the opening. The primary reason of, I guess, a list of them, and I haven't seen them all, was inadequate training of the staff that's coming in at this point in time.
Now, you're as well connected as anyone on the board. How did you not know about this?
Because they really never came to the board or any of us. We heard of some dissatisfaction on other issues a couple months before, not related to this. It had to do with new contracts because these are new employees to the county that are coming in from two other municipalities. So they had to do with contracts from the standpoint of what their benefits and pay and everything were. And that was a few months ago, and supposedly that's been smoothed out. This here, none of us, from five or six of the members I've talked to, nobody had any indication. I sit on a law enforcement committee, and nobody ever showed up on that. I never heard anything as recent as the past 10, 12 days on this.
Is that fair?
Well, you know, what's fair? I mean, you know, it's in the legal world right now. I think it would have made a little bit more sense if the aggrieved parties would have come forward, whether it be by the representatives or individuals or something. Maybe it was a timing issue. Maybe they just figured they just didn't have enough time. You don't know because it's in a realm beyond you or I at this point because, got to the attorneys, they moved into the court, and usually when they're trying to do something of urgency, they just, kind of make their moves quickly. So I don't know. It made no sense to me, but, we have to really look and find out what the situation is. Was there a lack of training is one of the lead issues. I don't know. I do know some years ago when they merged, I think it was Lansing Fire and Police into one, call center. There was a similar type of problem or something to this extent, and it got smoothed out. So it's a matter right now. We got a delay and make sure that, the parties, it smooths out to the satisfaction of both and they get this thing opened.
All right, Tom Krug is the executive director of the Fraternal Order of Police, Lodge 141. We're going to have him on the program a little bit later on. Yeah. Not only did he feel his employees weren't ready to operate the center, but he believes that there is a phone issue, too. The phones don't work correctly.
I don't know that. There was an issue the past 5 or 6 weeks. It didn't have to do, from what I heard, and anything, and we get updates on what was going on with the construction. And from what I heard, it was a phone issue. But what happens is the other counties that are tied to us, because they all tied to each other, on a web just like the World Wide Web. And one of the other counties, when they went through test procedures sometime in the past month or so, found out that their software, something was not working correctly. It was not to do with our center, with our hardware or our software. If it is to do with our hardware or software, that's total news to me. But the other part did emanate from another county as recent. I think they were still having issues about 2 weeks ago. But I know as of about a week, week and a half ago, those issues were handled and taken care of. Are there other issues? No idea of that.
All right. Would it have been fair for them to come to the board, to come to your committee and say, look, we've got these challenges, as opposed to going the court route?
It would have made made more sense. I mean, you know, but maybe there's a timing issue. At the same time, I look at it and say, well, you know, why didn't they? You know, were there some other reasons? I mean, I've talked to a few commissioners that seem to be closer to that membership than I am, and they were scratching their head. It would have made more sense to me, but there's got to be some other reason they circumvented going to any of the electeds. I know when people get a hold of me, I still am careful to go to staff because our job is policymaking and not to dig into it. But something like this, I would have contacted, you know, our administrators to ask some questions, just say, well, you know, what is this? Is it being clarified? At that level, you at least try to touch on them. You don't try to get in there with your feet and start kicking around. We saw how that happens the past couple of years.
All right. Is this a political issue about the new contract?
I don't know. I think that's what we're going to find out. I don't know. I mean, we really are in the dark on this. I'm not so sure. I don't know if that's mentioned in this lawsuit. I don't think so. I've not heard that. Are there, you know, a few people there that are, you know, more upset than others? I have talked to four people that have worked recently. They're still working internally on one of the two other, you know, agencies out there. And those four different people I've run into, I ran into two at different parties just in the past few weeks at graduation parties. None of these four people knew anything about this lawsuit over the weekend. I mean, it was all news to them that they heard about this in their membership.
All right, Vince, before I let you go, what's going to be at the top of your agenda to get to business-wise at the next Ingham County Board of Commissioners meeting?
Well, I'd say the 911 center is the top, and then, you know, the contracts are coming up, and they have to slowly, we're getting slow updates of what's happening on that. So those are important issues right now, and I know that 911 center is pretty steep up there, that's for sure.
All right, Vince Dragonetti is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Sir, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Tony.